This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to overview what's going on or has gone on this past week in the world of news talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We're here to go through the list of the top 10 stories. Excuse me, as every... Maybe number 11 should be what's going on with everybody's voices.
Because we all
allergies.
Sound like we can't talk.
Exactly, yeah. Right. People list as well. So let's start with a look at number 9, which is the release of the Mary Trump book. And number 1, the release of the John Bolton book, or at least a lot of talk and promotion about the book. I thought it was very interesting that that made it to number 1 this week over Black Lives Matter and the healthcare situation. That's number 2 and 3, circumstantially, the relationship we have with China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So most people know about the John Bolton book. Do people in the Trump camp find Mary Trump's book objectionable? And is it a coincidence that it was released in the same week that the Bolton thing was, or was this a well-planned event?
Is her book out yet? I didn't think her book was actually out yet, right?
Well, pretty close.
I think it's supposed to come in the next couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah,
right. To be honest, I mean, obviously we've heard about John Bolton's book since January. There's the allergies again, hopefully. So we've heard about that for a long time. The Mary Trump book, I had not heard about until, I think, this week, actually, yeah, that it was in the background.
What's the sum and substance of it, Jennifer?
She's the kid of the brother who died from alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have always had a contentious relationship because Trump, I think, was in charge of the money. And I think she always felt like she got shortchanged or something like that. So
I think her accusation is that he took the money that should have been hers and her siblings because he needed it for his businesses that were failing or whatever. I think that's the gist of the book. It might be other family stuff. I don't know. I don't know if she... So that would make her a first cousin to Ivanka and Eric and Don Jr.
And Eric, yeah.
So I'm not sure if... I'm sure that she'll address that, but I don't know if she has a relationship with them or not.
So then there's the other thing added to that, people trying to make something out of the email, Ivanka Trump, the daughter, using government... or conducting government business from a private email account. Sounds like a redux of...
Is that new? That was an old accusation, right? I remember seeing her on 60 Minutes saying that it was...
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Right? So this is again she was caught doing?
So why is this resurfaced?
I don't know.
Again? I haven't heard that. I actually haven't heard that it has. I think that it's a story that was old. It's certainly stupid. I mean, after all the attention paid to emails with Hillary Clinton, I can't imagine anyone being loosey-goosey with theirs, but... I guess it happened.
Well, yeah, you can never tell. All right, I saw a revival of that at, I think it was on the Daily Beast someplace this week. All right, so we get to, we've collectively referred to John Bolton, or at least Victoria and I have this week, as a jackass. There's nothing new in that either. There's really nothing new in any of this except they want some more pre-promotion. Are people going to, folks that you know who are on the right, Jennifer, embrace this book? Do they want to read it or do they want to burn it?
I don't know. Victoria said something very early on that I think is so true. Like, who's going to buy the book? First of all,
who's the audience for this?
Right. I mean, all the salacious stuff has already been excerpted and is part of that special on the weekend with Martha Raddatz. So all of the salacious stuff is there. It's a 500 plus page book. Conservatives, I think, take issue with John Bolton for a number of reasons. First, I think people in general, and this is true for me, whether it's a Democrat or Republican in office, people who go in to serve the country, right, they go into a service role and then come out and profit from these big books, other than presidents, who I think have real stories historically to tell, it feels weird. It just doesn't feel right that people go into government as a way to catapult themselves into, you know, infamy, to get rich and famous. So that's number one, I think, that people deal with. Number two, I think everybody says, if he knew all this stuff, why didn't he say it early on? Democrats feel like they could have used what John Bolton had if they believe it's true. They could have used it. And Republicans say, well, if it was true, why didn't you say something? And why did you work there for 17 months? So I think a lot of people are attacking the credibility of exactly what's true. And people within the administration have said that there are a lot of inaccuracies, a lot of falsehoods, and a lot of half-truths that are put in the book.
The way the guy looks like a weasel and acts like a weasel, if you look like a weasel and you act like a weasel, then you are a weasel. And that pretty much is it as far as John Bolton is concerned from my corner of the book. I have never, since the first moment I read about him and checked him out, he was, as far as I'm concerned, a useless piece of
I thought one of the things that Trump said about him was kind of funny, because I actually, you know, we've talked about this. I don't disagree with some of the foreign policy of John Bolton. It just always stunned me that someone like Trump, who is a hands-off approach to foreign policy, and John Bolton, who's a war hawk, I'm surprised he even brought him in, but I think he wanted that dissenting opinion. But Trump said this week that the only good thing that John Bolton did was that people were so afraid of him, because he was so crazy, that they thought they'd have to negotiate with the United States. Otherwise, they find himself in a war, which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, he is one of the premier hawks in recent history, that's for sure. All right, number two, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, and more. There's more news on killing. There's more news on, like, for example, we were talking about all the things that are changing, including using Aunt Jemima on the pancake mix and on the syrup and that sort of thing, and how most people say, yeah, I understand why that's why that is something that people would be upset about or concerned about. Now along comes Aunt Jemima's great-grandson, who says, quote, retiring racially charged brands erases my family's legacy. America's ugly history.
Who is this person?
This is the great-great-grandson of Aunt Jemima. He doesn't want Quaker Oats or white America to easily erase the racist history by retiring the
I didn't know Aunt Jemima was a real person.
Yes, she was.
She actually had
a real person.
A nephew or whatever.
She was based on someone from like the 1800s, right?
Yes. Yep. During slavery, actually, right after slavery. She was the first Aunt Jemima. Was at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Her real name was Nancy Green.
Yeah,
and she had been a slave. She worked as a cook on the south side of Chicago.
She was free.
And she moved to Chicago. So that's kind of the story. She came from a South Carolina plantation. Her family worked as sharecroppers.
So the great-grandson wants her image to stay on the box?
Right, as a reminder of what went on in this country. Yeah, you can make that argument. I think there's an argument to be
made. Well, that's the argument that I make, is not necessarily to erase all of this, because it's about evolution, but certainly, you know, I don't know if it needs to be all the way onto our breakfast table on pancakes.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that pancakes are going to be, like, I don't know that people are going to sit around making pancakes on a Sunday and talking about racism. I don't know that that's the right forum for it. Right? I mean, are people going to say, kids, I just made a batch of racist pancakes. Let's talk about it. I don't know that that's going to work.
Well, that's how I grew up. No, I'm just
Here's some racist pancakes, Jen.
Yeah. Here's another story. You may not have heard this one. Another person dying. This fellow Byron Williams in Las Vegas says to the police, I can't breathe. And he said it not once. Not twice, not three times, but 17 times as the police restrained him and basically killed him after he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I don't know what he was in custody for, but, you know, it's just another example. This one is, I say, in Las Vegas. This is the story of two Vegas police officers arresting Mr. Williams, age 50, for riding a bicycle without a safety light. So
what?
This guy being
that's
taken
what
off
the
bike.
That's what he got arrested
bike.
For?
Yep.
And
that's
dead.
Why he's
oh.
dead. Yep. So this is the kind of stuff that is creating the needed protests around the country. This kind of stuff. Yeah, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's hard to make excuses when there are so many of these examples. So at any rate, that's number two this week. Number three is the health care system, or, you know, the usual discussion that we have. When I say usual, this has become old hat after, 4 months of this stuff and what goes on. There are things that are changing. The extended travel restrictions with Canada and Mexico have been extended for another month. Do you think they'll keep, because this, over the summertime, you just, you know, into the fall, you're going to see more of this stuff. So whether or not non-essential travel needs to be curtailed, or does it make a difference? Because the truck drivers are coming across, that's for sure. Any essential workers, a lot of people live in Canada, work in America, and vice versa, Mexico.
A lot of people go right to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, which I've heard, I haven't been, but I've heard that that's like the better view.
It's the most beautiful side. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, I've heard that. And I, so that's, you know, that's a big hit for tourism for Canada. Toronto is a city that a lot of people, we had a trip booked for, to go to Toronto for the first time that was supposed to be the first weekend of May that got canceled. So a lot of people go to Toronto, and that's a, kind of like the New York City now of Canada. So I think it's hurting, I would think it's hurting Canada more than it's hurting America.
Probably.
But,
on the Mexican end of things, the Mexicans aren't pushing, apparently, for reopening because of the infection
rate. Well, that's the funny thing. I know Trump loves to blame Mexico for everything, but Mexico doesn't have, they didn't have nearly as many cases as we did, and
they do
they're
now.
Fine.
Yeah,
well,
they do.
But they're the ones saying, like, you know what, we're fine with not having the border open right now because they don't want the spread of Americans going into Mexico and spreading the virus more.
There's actually a story that's breaking, it's kind of quietly in California right now, that has people that were sick with the coronavirus in Mexico actually being shipped over to across the border to hospitals in San Diego. The hospitals were taking them because they were allowed to use that for their coronavirus count. And so a lot of the cases that are happening, at least in the border towns of Mexico, where you'd assume this
would
actually...
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
We're bringing Mexicans over and putting them in the hospital, and
absolutely,
we're paying for their treatment?
This is a story that's just coming out. I guarantee you, by this time next week, we'll probably be talking about it on a national level. It's just starting to come out with some of the local news organizations picking it up. And they're bringing people in on purpose and even airlifting them. This is what's so crazy. They're even bringing them into San Diego hospitals. And then when San Diego hospitals were getting too full, they started airlifting them into the Inland Empire, which is why
it's,
I was notified about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are such a schizophrenic country. It is amazing. Coming up to 18 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the overview zone, if you will. It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Gang program that airs every week. Actually, every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So we take some time because a lot of these things we've talked about, and we're putting a compilation together. You can see the list. The official Talkers Countdown with Michael Harrison is a part of this. And we post the list at talkers.com as well. Before we leave a discussion of the healthcare situation and the China virus, I thought it was interesting to note this week that Florida has basically shattered the daily record for new virus cases. Everybody's on the beach. There were 2,783 cases this past week, which is a, you know, it's become a hot spot because it's open. I don't know if it was open.
It kind of never closed.
Really. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, the beach is there.
Which is too bad because Florida has a lot of old people.
Yep. Yeah,
but still, their numbers, I mean, comparatively to New York and other places, if you look at their, because forget the number of cases because of the population, it's difficult to compare case size, you know, between Montana and Florida, for instance. But if you look at the number of people who have died per million in the population, Florida is one of the lowest states on the list.
Yeah, it's not as densely populated. That's the thing. It's the density. And, you know, in New York and New Jersey and I'm assuming parts of L.A., California, that's where it got everyone got hit the hardest, and it's just the density of the population in those areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, in New York
LA,
City,
it's been all nursing
live
homes.
On top of each other and yeah. nursing
by
homes.
And,
yeah.
By and large, I mean, this is what is so infuriating about all of it, is that we've had such restrictive measures, but really over half the cases in L.A. County have happened in nursing homes. So it's,
well,
I don't know.
You kind of
the workers
that.
In and out have brought
you
it
expect
in.
It, certainly, but we had a really big reaction to shutting everything down, and a lot of this could have been controlled in the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in league with that, number four is the story of reopening, how it's happening here and around the world. I see the Eiffel Tower is going to reopen next week. It was closed at the end of March. Longest, most, this is, pretty much the biggest monument in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the biggest tourist attraction in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So there are going to be some restrictions. Have you ever been, have the two of you ever been up the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Does it give you the willies like it gave me the willies?
It's the only place. It's the only place where I've actually felt a fear of heights. I don't normally feel like. I mean, I've been up in a lot of the towers, the World Trade Center when it was still standing, all of those things. But for some reason, that elevator ride up the tower.
You.
I know.
You look at
that made me go, "What am I doing?"
Yeah. So they're going to clean it daily. That's an interesting visualization. Now they're going to clean the tower. Also, for those who are planning on flying, I'm just looking at when things are really, according to, at least I fly American, and I've been looking for a week or more, actually, for direct flights from Boston to L.A. to go back and visit my family. This is the longest time that I can remember for years that I haven't been to L.A. to spend time with my family. For obvious reasons. And I was going to go last weekend, but then I found that there was no direct flight. I had to go through an airport or two, and I didn't want to do that. And neither did people that were close to me. They said, no, don't do that. So they're opening back up with a regular sort of four or five flights a day in each direction in August. And I thought that was interesting. But if you are going to fly, you better be prepared to wear a mask or you're going to get tossed. American tossed somebody off of a plane in L.A. this week.
Brandon.
Really,
Struck.
Who was it?
His name is Brandon Struck. He's a gay Republican, was a Democrat. He's founded the Walkaway Movement, and he was going from New York to Dallas. And on one of the legs of the flight, he wasn't even asked about his medical condition, and they just gave him a bunch of guff for not wearing the mask, and they kicked him off the flight.
Right. So how did he get back? Did he get on another flight?
He's been banned, I think, permanently from American flights.
From American. There you go.
So, of course, he used it as a good viral video.
Of course. Up next, two important rulings from the Supreme Court on the minds of a lot of talkers. On the
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "Today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country." This is USA Radio News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rejected an effort to require everyone attending President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa to wear a face mask and maintain social distancing to guard against spreading the virus. The court ruled that the two local residents asking the thousands expected at the rally be required to take the precautions couldn't establish they have a clear legal right to that relief. Oklahoma has had a recent spike in coronavirus cases, but in a concurring opinion, the two justices noted the state plans to reopen the economy as permissive, suggestive, and discretionary. The capital of the USA is now moving to the second phase of reopening. D.C. officials say the anticipated spike in COVID-19 infections appears to have been successfully blunted by months of social restrictions. Playgrounds, libraries, gyms, and nail salons will now be able to reopen. Theaters, cinemas, and concert venues will remain closed. Indoor gatherings of up to 50 people will be allowed. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in D.C. now stands at almost 10,000, including 530 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving on now to the second half hour of our Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio hosts Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all on the DJV Show every weekday morning, so help yourself to that at djvshow.com. You can hear the countdown every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. As well, the lists of the stories and the people at Talkers Radio, Talkers.com, actually, is where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all items talk. And there's no small talk here because no room for it. It's the issues, the stories, just the not necessarily the facts, but thoughts that we review and have on our own. A lot of conversation this week about number five, what the Supreme Court has done regarding two important issues. The LGBTQ movement and the more recent DACA rulings. We have an interesting point of view when it comes to understanding what the DACA thing is all about and where it should go, where it needs to go. As far as the LGBTQ thing, I don't know. I thought that was already settled, and I don't know why I thought it was already settled. You want to review, ladies, what that was all about, the Supreme Court ruling on that? And it was surprising who voted the way they did, wasn't it?
I don't think it was necessarily surprising. The thing. I think because all we see are politics anymore, and I think everybody's guilty of this, right. I think we assume that the Supreme Court, you know, we classify them as conservative and liberal judges. That's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be people who uphold the Constitution. And so everybody flies off the handle when decisions are made, even with DACA, which I disagree with on the legality of it. And I do think maybe some politics or the timing of the moment was at play as the Supreme Court was reviewing all this. But I'll tell you this. I respect the decision because I don't think it's supposed to be a political body. And the decision when it comes to the DACA and the Dreamers is that this is not what Obama signed was not constitutional. He knew it when he signed it. He said it publicly when he signed it. The Supreme Court knows that. But the way the Trump administration went about repealing it was also not legal. And so the Supreme Court said there is further action to be taken here, but the way the administration did it wasn't the way to get it done. So I think there's a lot of people, particularly on my side of the aisle, that are going nuts. Well, they made the wrong decision. Well, yeah, maybe they did, but there's a process. There's a process on the way that we change law in this country. And so people have to follow the rules. So follow the rules, make the case again, and that's just it. I don't understand why it has to be so emotional. People have to be so furious. This is not about the Supreme Court deciding what's right or wrong, what's moral or not moral. The Supreme Court's job is to uphold the Constitution. And so that's why it kind of infuriates me when people on the other side of the aisle say, well, I can't believe John Roberts did that. Oh, turning on Trump. Oh. Or people on my side of the aisle say, John Roberts, Chief Justice, he's an idiot. He's been taken over by the liberals. No, these people are not supposed to be liberal or conservative. They're supposed to actually interpret the Constitution.
And you know what? That sort of flies in the face of how this all gets done, because Kavanaugh wasn't he the deciding vote? And everybody said,
Gorsuch, who was a Trump appointee, was the deciding factor in the LGBTQ case. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who was a Bush appointee, was the deciding factor in the DACA case.
Yep. All right. So here we have, they're at the end of their season. It's like if they go to school, they get out in June, they don't go back until the 1st of October. That's a pretty good job to have.
Are they back in person, or are they still doing, like, remote Zoom, right? Okay.
Yeah. Where Zoom. You can still hear Sotomayor flushing
the toilet.
Doesn't
that become a part, as an aside, yeah, I mean, I've been on Zoom. I had a doctor's appointment on Zoom yesterday. My son and one of my partners in the venture on the farm were on Zoom last night. It just the night before, I'd been on a Zoom conference call for the local Conservation Commission meeting. It's really kind of become, we've taken it in stride. It's become easy to do. Isn't it amazing? The thing, I like the convenience of it. The only thing that bothers me about it is that Zoom is a Chinese company. So it'd be nice if we could create something like that. There's something called WebEx, which may be an American company that's awful.
Oh, my gosh. That is so
terrible.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That a friend of mine, her company tried to use it, and it was such a disaster, they couldn't even use it for a meeting.
So, waste of time. If you want to have a meeting for nobody to attend, then use WebEx.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the joke on it now.
It is.
See, you're more high-tech than you think.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, let's see. Where are we now? Number six, speaking about the whole business of technology and social media. I think, Victoria, would you tell us, I bet a lot of people don't know the story of the FDA approving that special video for kids who have autism. I think that's the story that is worth repeating for everybody that may or may not be able to listen to our DJV show.
Yeah, it is really interesting. It's the first FDA-approved video game that is going to help combat the symptoms of ADHD. So it's actually the first prescription video game. And it's for ages 8 to 12. And it'll be interesting to see. It took 7 years of clinical trials to perfect it before it was able to get approved by the FDA. It'll be interesting to see how it works in real-life practice, if parents notice an improvement with their kids. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to sort of help, and we know, and we've talked about this, and you say this all the time, and I agree, that we're such a pharmaceutically dependent society in America, and so without...
Pardon the pun, it's sickening.
Yeah, and a lot of kids are on a lot of drugs.
And
especially for ADHD, so Adderall and Ritalin, and there's so many different things that kids are on. So this video game is supposed to, not offset, it's supposed to be like an extra therapy that maybe can help kids get off the chemical dependence of those drugs, which would be phenomenal if that can help. If it works, then it's going to be great.
Yep. All right, so let's move on to our relationship with China and what we're doing. I've taken exception this week. I've been rallying. I hope I've made some people converts to the idea, or at least get people to think about what we're doing when it comes to election time. I'm going to ask every candidate that I encounter, whether it's senator or congressman, people who are going to have a say and a sway in how we bring businesses back here from China. And I haven't heard a lot about this. I have not heard a lot of conversation about what we're doing to incentivize bringing businesses back from China to America. To speak to what we were just talking about with the DACA. All right, so there are a lot of people who want to work here. A lot of Americans are on unemployment. What's the number? 40 million? Like that, some other atrocious number. So why aren't we doing every single thing possible to encourage people to come back right away to create businesses, recreate businesses, build businesses in our country? Why? We see this groundswell of anger appropriately aimed at the Chinese, or at least the Chinese government. That's where the anger should be directed.
Yeah, but
Chinese
I think that's
government.
Exactly it. That's why we're not, because we need the Chinese to buy our goods as well. You know, it's part
so
of the trade.
Where else are they going to go? Where are they going to go to buy stuff?
I also think the moment has passed. I mean, we talk about the crazy news cycle. People are not, no one's talking about China. They're talking about Black Lives Matter right now.
Right,
and so,
true.
And what is Congress focusing on? Remember, we had all those bills that were going to start taking on China. Have we heard boo about them? We haven't heard anything because now we're talking about policing and justice reform. So it's unfortunate that we can't deal with more than one of these things at the same time. It's like, you know, just follow the emotion of people.
Yeah.
Well, in Europe, a lot of companies have already pulled their manufacturing out of China, and that's a direct result.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're doing
the
it.
Virus. We're not. And,
yeah.
And it's interesting. I've been reading up on it because I read, my family's in Ireland, for anyone who doesn't know, and I read a lot of the Irish papers and the BBC and things like that to sort of keep up with what's going on over there. And a lot of companies, I think it was probably maybe 50% of a moral decision, 50% a practical decision. They had no choice but to pull manufacturing out of China because all the factories were shut down. And so now there's this new influx in, I think they said it's Vietnam, other parts of Southeast
Cambodia.
Asia.
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's where you're probably going to start seeing the Philippines as well. You're going to probably start seeing things with a tag that says, you know, made in Vietnam, made in the Philippines, wherever. It's going to be a different, it'll be a different landscape. But I haven't seen anything about American companies pulling out of China. I've only seen the European ones so far.
Jennifer, can we go back for a moment I wanted to ask you with regard to the healthcare situation in L.A., the city and the county have been putting a lot of homeless people into hotels. Now that things are opening up again, what are they doing with them?
Well, the city council has actually, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they're going to try to take that on. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to make it worse or not, but a judge just approved this deal between the L.A. City Council and L.A. County Board of Supervisors and the City of Los Angeles to provide housing for 7,000 homeless people who live near freeways and those over 65 who are vulnerable to COVID. The city will put 6,000 new beds and within 10 months, another 700 beds over 18 months. The county's going to spend $300 million to fund services for these people. Yeah. So no one has really said, by the way, the story that you brought up has disappeared. What has happened to those hotels? Because now L.A. is in the position where it's starting to reopen.
Right.
Have they kicked those homeless people out of the
hotel.
Hotels? Will they be closed down? I mean, that's the question. And I haven't been able to find the answer to that, if they're still in there or not.
Right. All right. In a moment, I don't want to give short shrift to where we are in the presidential race, even though it doesn't deserve a lot of time because not much is going on. There's some obvious things. From Talkers Magazine, the list of the top 10 stories this week, according to their research, that's the week of June 15th to the 19th at number 10. What we're doing, I don't know who's talked about this, but there's a focus on Syria and some sanctions against them. Number 9. The Mary Trump book is not Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, it's M-A-R-Y, one of the family members, dishing on her family mate. Number 8, the psychology and the relationships as a result of the virus. China relations with the U.S. Number 7, social media response to what's going on with the black community. Number 6, the Supreme Court ruling on DACA and the LGBTQ material this week. America reopening, number 4, focus on the economy. The healthcare situation is a result of the virus, number three. The Black Lives Matter movement, number two. And John Bolton's book, number one.
The Top Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Amal Starling says a migraine is much more than a headache. It can be debilitating.
It's much more than pain. It's a neurologic disease that has light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, motion sensitivity, nausea, vomiting. There's so many components. But pain is one of the more prominent symptoms for individuals.
Dr. Starling says there is no cure for migraine, but there is a new FDA-cleared option for the acute and preventive treatment of migraine.
The device is called a single-pulse transcranial magnetic stimulation device. It is now FDA-approved for the as-needed treatment of acute attacks, as well as for the preventive treatment of migraine attacks.
Dr. Starling says the device transmits a signal to the brain, reducing brain hyperexcitability. The first step, says Dr. Starling, is getting people with migraine to their healthcare provider so they can be properly diagnosed and treated. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
All
right, talk radio review time here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service. The presidential race, I don't want to give that short shrift because there are a lot of moving parts here, even though we have an incomplete season. People didn't really vote on Joe Biden enough of them. I mean, that's the problem with our whole primary system. But what's the latest here, ladies? Who's on the list and who's not on the list?
Amy Klobuchar has taken her name off the running. She was off the running anyway because she didn't prosecute Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis years ago, but she's removed herself from contention.
All right. Why are you playing music, Phil? That's a good question. Thank you.
I was rushing through thinking I was in a time warp.
So do we have any idea who's on the short list?
Yeah, but the problem is those people on the short list all have stuff that are going to offend people who are really intensely part of the Black Lives Matter movement. One of them is Val Demings, who I actually think would be a pretty good choice for Joe, but she's a congressman out of Florida. She was a former police chief of Orlando, so that takes her out of the running. Kamala Harris, who seems to be at the top of the list,
Demings
was
has
a prosecutor.
Yeah, I think Val
She's
Demings.
Probably.
I think we all three agree. Kamala Harris is just a nightmare. But
I think she's probably odds-on favorite right now.
Oh, my God. I'm not voting for Biden.
I still feel like, in my gut, I feel like it's not going to be Kamala. But
maybe somebody else.
I think Val Demings has an opportunity, though, as being a former police chief of a large city, maybe one of the largest cities in Florida. I think she has an opportunity to really talk about police reform and really share experience.
The other side of it. Is the other
as a black woman, I don't know. Yeah. I think we're missing. I think we're really missing the point if we're not willing to listen to what she has to say.
Is capable of being president. I think the Democratic National Committee is looking at people who are capable of being president in short order. If in fact something happens to Uncle Joe. I think that's the reality. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, it's the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour here. Time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology this week. That's a job that I have the pleasure of bringing Victoria Keelan into, because as most people know, I don't know a squat about a lot of this, and I learned from listening to Victoria. So if you don't know a squat and you want to know what the top five technology items for the week have been when it comes to general usage, we go from number five to number one. And let's see if we can get into the Cameo, the new way for fans to interact with celebrities. How's this work?
Yeah, so, well, normally Cameo is an app that and a website where celebrities will, if you pay them, they will record a message for you, or you can have them record a message for a friend or a family member or even your outgoing voicemail message. And so now with everybody sheltering in place, Zoom calls have replaced the traditional recording of Cameo celebrities. And so now the Cameo as a company has launched a video call option called Cameo Live, and people can, instead of the pre-recorded shout-out, you can book a 10-minute Zoom call with your favorite celebrity. Now, the prices are not cheap. That's the one thing. Be aware. Jeremy Piven, whom I wouldn't consider a household name, but I think most people probably know
B
it, right?
Plus level.
I would say most people know him. Entourage, from movies, things like that.
Yeah.
He's charging $15,000 for a 10-minute call. He normally charges $400 for a recorded video, so if you want to talk to him live for 10 minutes, it'll cost you $15,000. Skateboarder Tony Hawk charges $1,000 for a Zoom call. Brett Favre, the former NFL player, he charges $5,000. That was just the example of the range that you can pay for these celebrities. Cameo says that up to four additional friends or family can join the call. You've got 24 hours to cancel. And they said that talent signups increased 160% since the beginning of March. That's an 83% increase in bookings. So as people were sheltering in place, they're in quarantine, celebrities were home, they figured, hey, I've got a lot of time in my hands. I might as well make some money doing some Zoom calls. And people at home who wanted to surprise loved ones who were also sheltering in place, that's why there was a huge uptick in business. But I know that, and it's all, a lot of it is tied to charity. I know Keanu Reeves, I think it's up to $75,000 now for a 10-minute Zoom call with Keanu, which is nuts.
Really?
But
yeah,
hey, someone's
away
bid on that.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Uh-huh. Auctioning off a Zoom date.
Yeah.
All right. Good for him. He can get it. All right. Number four on our list is a focus on Twitter and what's new there.
Twitter is rolling out the ability to record audio snippets and attach them to your tweets. I do not know the benefit of this. I do not understand why this is a thing. Most people scroll through Twitter really quickly, and I don't know that anyone is really going to stop and listen to a recorded message, but Twitter seems to think that they need to get in on the audio game, so they're testing it out on iPhones right now, and it will give you, so you've got the 140 characters, or 280 characters that you can type, and then you get 140 seconds of audio. So it's in beta testing right now. If you have an iPhone, you can check it out, and you might be able to see if you can try it out. We'll see how popular it goes. Not really sure if it's going to work. That's just my opinion. Maybe people will love it and I'm wrong. I don't know.
Number three is a focus on Yelp and what's going on with the updates as a result of the virus.
Yelp is rolling out new tools to allow business owners to share safety measures that they're taking for both consumers and their staff. This is really important because people want to go out and go to restaurants again, and in some places you can go into the restaurant for in-room dining. In other cases, it's outdoor dining only at this point. So Yelp has done a great job to let business owners let the customers know exactly where they're at in the process and what they're doing to keep everyone safe.
All right, number two.
This is a new Siri shortcut, and this will allow you to record your interaction if you're being pulled over. And it's literally called, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over," and it will kickstart a chain of events. It will record the interaction. It will turn off all of the other music and everything that's happening in your car. And essentially, it's being billed as the consumer version of body cam.
Number one is something very unusual and hopefully will work well.
This is very unusual. The FDA has approved its very first prescription video game, and this is for kids 8 to 12 years old who have ADHD. And this went through 7 years of clinical trials. They studied over 600 children to figure out if a video game could make a difference. And according to the studies, it works. And it showed that kids were less dependent on being on pharmaceutical drugs, and that this video game actually helped with their ADHD. So who knows? Maybe video games are the future of medicine.
All right, that's good. Thank you. Top five items from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.